What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Why JBW is for Losers. So I'm out here at the beach. It's 8 in the morning, kind of cold by Florida standards. It's like 70 degrees. High tide is coming in. I got my pole casted. I'm using mullet today. This is the frozen stuff you buy. This is like $4 and some change. I know I can go out and get them myself with a net, but for freaking the cost of a cup of coffee, might as well go to the store, get yourself some of these, cut them up, and then throw them out in the ocean. Bluefish should be in, mackerel should be in, pompano should be in as well. So if you guys see me throwing away this phone, trust and believe there's a fish on the rod. Anyways, getting into this video, why JBW is for losers. Now, for those of you who don't know, JBW is an acronym by Incel TV. It stands for Just Be White. So we are seeing now a lot of loser white guys, guys who are like a 5, right? They're blue eyed, they're blonde, they're decent looking, but by no way are they Chads, Chad lights, or even high tier normies. And these loser white guys, they're going off to third worlded, poverty stricken, dark skinned countries like Guatemala, Egypt, where they can just walk around as white guys and they get all these women throwing themselves at them simply because they have a less amount of melanin than the local population. Now, there was this one video that Incel TV had of this loser who was at the pyramids, and this Egyptian girl was like all over him, like, "Where are you from? What's your number?" And everybody thought that this guy is gonna slay simply because of JBW. But the reality of the matter, guys, is that on the outside, JBW does look good because you're gonna get a lot of attention. But there's something that a lot of you guys don't know about JBW unless you come from those countries. Now, I don't come from Guatemala. I come from Egypt. So I know what's going on in Egypt. So let me tell you something, okay? That guy in the pyramids, you know, the guy in the who went to the pyramids in Egypt, and some girl came up to him and she's like, "What's your number? What's your name? I want to sit down with you, get to know you." If you look at that girl is a dark-skinned woman. In fact, if you look at a lot of these JBW guys who go to third world, the dark skin countries, what ends up happening is that they get with dark skin woman. Another guy that Incel TV had, he went to Ecuador or Guatemala. So when he went to Ecuador, he went to Guatemala, the only woman out there who were interested in him were dark skin woman. Now, you guys have to understand something about dark-skinned women in particular and dark-skinned people in general. We don't have this in the U.S., okay? I know a lot of people like to talk shit about the U.S. being racist, but honey, you have not seen what racism is unless you come from third-worlded, poverty-stricken countries. You see, in countries like Guatemala, Egypt, the darker skin you are, the less social mobility there is for you. Let me say that one more time. The darker skin you are, the less social mobility there is for you. You see, in third world and poverty-stricken countries, the darker you are, the less IQ you have, the more uncouth you are, the less virtuous you are. So the darker skin you are, the less desirable you become. That girl at the pyramids who was throwing herself all over that white guy in Egypt, she is known as a khadama. For those of you who don't understand Arabic, khadama in Arabic means a servant, okay? That girl will forever be a servant, okay? She will always be a khadama. There is no upward mobility for dark-skinned people in third-worlded, poverty-stricken countries. Let me tell you something. I used to drive cab with Ethiopians and Sudanese people. And those people are obviously black. They're from Africa. Even in Africa, even in black people Africa, the darker skin you are in Africa, the less desirable you are. So even black people are racist against their own kind. Let me say that one more time. Even black people in Africa are racist against their own kind simply based on skin color. In fact, among African American people here in America, light skin blacks are highly, highly desirable. Why? Because people are genetically, people inherently go after light skin people, okay? Don't get upset at me. None of that black is beautiful crap. The reality of the matter is the lighter skin you are, the more desirable you are. That's just how it is, people. Don't believe me? Again, look at the African-American community. The lighter skin you are, the more desirable you are. Go to Africa. If you're like a black guy, like, you know, fucking, you know, if somebody turns off the light and they can't see you because you're so damn black, in Africa, the people there will be more racist against you than anybody else. You know, a lot of people like to talk shit about the West being racist, but the reality of the matter, guys, here in America, you can be black, you can be a fucking black person, so black that, you know, night comes, nobody can see you except your teeth, and you have upward mobility. You know, a black person in the West, especially here in America, they have upward mobility. You know, how many black guys do you see here? You know, they can make it big, you know, whether it's sports, athletes, movies. You know, a black person in America, you can do anything they want, you know. But in African countries and dark-skinned people country, the darker you are, the less anybody wants to do business with you, you know. So if you are a dark person in a third-worlded, poverty-stricken country, and you want to get business, you know, people to use your app, they're not going to use your app because you're dark-skinned. If you want to get investors to invest in your idea, they're not going to invest in your idea simply because you are dark skin. Now, as you guys know, I hated Guatemala. I've been to the Dominican Republic exactly a year ago, believe it or not. And I hated Dominican Republic. Why? Because the people in Dominican Republic thought that I was one of them. You know, once I said, hey, how you doing? Or I pulled out the American passport, all of a sudden, you know, their attitude towards me changes 180 degrees. You know, I remember this one time I was at a cafe at Boca Chica. I drank coffee. It was really good. I was going to go buy another one. So I took the mug with me, you know, going to the restaurant with the mug in my hand to get another refill. And, you know, some lady over there, you know, she yelled at me. I don't speak Spanish, but she was probably saying, you better not leave my place with that cup. And I said, hey, sorry, no Spanish. And her demeanor toward me changed 180 degrees simply because of my status as a American and not a Dominican person. You know, a lot of people out there, they tell me, Omar, you should come to Mexico, you should come to Panama, you should come to Costa Rica. But those places are not good for me because the people there will see me as one of their own. Now, something you guys have to understand. Darker skinned people are viewed as inferior. That's just how it is. And chances are, they really might be inferior. Again, don't get upset at me. This is just how it is, okay? The ex, she wasn't dark-skinned, she was light-skinned, but she would dye her hair blonde, she would put blue contact lenses in, and I'm like, baby girl, you ain't white. But yet, she and millions of Egyptian women, they try to look white, you know? If you guys go, if you guys look at Egyptian media personalities, you know, they got blue contact lenses. Do you think these dirty hoes in Egypt have blue eyes? Hell no, they don't. They put blue contact lens. You know, one of the reasons why hijabis wear the hijab is that they can put fair and lovely on their face, which lightens their skin. And also at the same time, you will realize a lot of hijabis out there, you know, they would have a little bit of hair showing. And the hair, you know, she would make it blonde and straight. Guys, I cannot tell you the number of times marriages in the Middle East where the guy got a divorce before he fucked his wife. Because when she wears the hijab, you know, she got blue contact lens. You can only see her face. You know, she puts fair and lovely. She bleaches her skin. You know, she shows some hair from her hijab that makes her look like she's fucking blonde with straight hair. But on the wedding night, when she takes off all her clothes, she's fucking darker than me. She got fucking curly hair. And she has black eyes. And the guy is like, bitch, you black. I don't want you. And they get married like within hours or minutes of actually getting married in the Middle East. Look it up, guys. You know, there's a lot of Middle Eastern guys who watch my videos, and they'll tell you in the comment section about all these people, all these stories where a guy would divorce a girl same day before he even sticks his dick in her pussy because she tried to pass herself off as being blue-eyed, blonde, white, when in reality she's fucking black. So, dark-skinned people are viewed as inferior, okay? Now, whether or not that is true, that's not the point of the video, actually. The point of this video is that a lot of these dark-skinned women, they have an inferiority complex, okay? There's a reason why I, Amer Metwali, go after white women. Because white women, they don't have an inferiority complex, okay? Do you see white women making their hair curly, black, putting in black contact lenses? Do you see white women, you know, putting black on their skin to make themselves look black? They don't do that. But dark-skinned women imitate white women. But white women, they don't imitate dark-skinned women. The only time a white woman imitates a dark-skinned woman is when she wants to have a nice tan. As you guys can see, I'm back in Florida. The sun is over there. Okay, this is a tan. Let me show you. Okay, you guys can see this is white while this is a tan, okay? Women love that shit. They love the tan, okay? Now, one of the reasons why I go to like white people countries like Romania, Moldova, because I'm the darkest skinned person over there. Now, as you guys know, I've been to Hungary. I didn't like Hungary. Why? Because in Hungary, there were Turkish people, there were black people from Africa, and then there were fucking Indians, okay? Wherever there's Turks, blacks, and Indians, it's a bad news bears, because a lot of these people are into sex trafficking, they're into drugs, they're into harassing women. So when I go to a country where you got blacks, Turks, and Indians, the people there might think that I, Amer Metwali, might be one of them, and that pretty much destroys whatever SMV I may have, okay? So when I go to Moldova, when I go to Romania, there is no dark-skinned person out there other than me. So the people over there, they don't get to say, oh, he's fucking Indian, or he's like black, or he's Turk. They don't get to say that because they don't have any other people like me to go off of. And I'll say it to your face, guys, I loved Romania. I loved Moldova. I was treated with respect over there, even though all the people over there were like light skin, you know, hazel eyes, green eyes, blue eyes, brown hair. There weren't that many blondes in Romania, but there were some in Moldova, because Moldova, you know, still has a Russian descent. But I got treated really well in Romania. I got treated really well in Moldova. The people there respected me, whether it was immigration, whether it was police. Now, I do have to admit, you know, one guy, he got a little bit jealous because he was a short sale. You know, I was trying to go from Hungary back into Romania with the car, and the Hungarian border guard, he wouldn't let me into Romania because I didn't have an international driver permit. And legally speaking, that's actually true, and it's my fault for not getting a international driver permit. It's only $20 from AAA, but, you know, I had to drive a couple of hundred kilometers to go into Romania from a different crossing guard, and they let me in no problem. So this short-sale Hungarian guy, you know, he got jealous because obviously I'm 6'3", and he's like 5'5", 5'6". But the point here I'm trying to get to you guys is that throughout my stay in Romania, Moldova, I got treated with respect. Nobody was like, oh, look, it's some dirty blacks, it's some dirty Arabs, it's some dirty Indian people. Ooh, I never had that, okay? And this is one of the reasons why I go after purely white women. And I'm going to tell you why, okay? I used to work at a refrigerated warehouse a couple of miles away from here. This was, after I drove, I stopped driving cab in like 2012, almost 10 years ago. So after I came back to small town USA, where I'm at right now, I worked at a refrigerated warehouse. We don't deal with money or anything. We don't deal with customers. We were just, taking shit off a truck, sorting it, and then putting it back on a different truck. So at the refrigerated warehouse, because any idiot can do what we can do, there were no background checks. So you literally can be a fucking murderer, walk off the prison bus, and the foreman will give you a timesheet to clock in. You know, this place I worked at, I'm not gonna say the name of it for legal reasons, but this place around my town and county as a whole, the police tell you, when you come out of prison, go work at that place because they don't have any background checks. I remember we had this one guy, he spent like fucking 25 years for murder in New York, came off the bus from New York and started working same day, no problem, right? So anyways, there was this scrawny white kid. We're gonna call him Kyle, okay? Kyle is not his real name, but we're gonna call him Kyle. So this scrawny white kid, he was always in trouble with the law over dumb shit. And he'd tell me, every time he ends up having to go to prison for a while, in the playground or wherever they have, you know, their outdoor activities, he'd tell me, he'd go up to like the biggest black guy in the whole playground, and he would jack him in the jaw. Of course, Kyle would get his ass handed to him, but you know what? Nobody would mess with Kyle after that, because this scrawny white kid showed that, hey, he ain't gonna take shit from nobody, even if he gets his ass handed to him. So other prisoners were like, you know what? Kyle is a cool guy. Let us go bother some other idiot we can take advantage of. So this is why I go to countries like Romania, Moldova. Next stop is going to be Latvia, Ukraine, okay? I'm going to go to countries where it's purely white people. and there is no blacks, Turks, or Indians. So when I go there, it's like, hey, here I am. You know, if you want to hate me, hate me. You want to love me, love me. You have to understand, guys, when a white girl makes a decision to be with a guy like me, it's a conscious decision. You see, these dark-skinned women, when they make a decision to be with somebody, it's always based on what I can take advantage of from that guy, including white guys. You know, I know a lot of you white guys are saying to yourself, hey, if I go to Egypt, I go to Yemen, I go to Guatemala, I'm going to be treated like a king over there. Yeah, yeah. But they're going to try to take advantage of you, okay? Now, as you guys know, I was married to Hojabi for about a month in Egypt. You know, before we got married, she was blowing up my phone, sucking my dick, making me orange juice in the morning, like C Boogie Productions would say. And the second we got married, she turned around 180 degrees. You know, she was love bombing me. Why? Because she wanted to come to America. You know, she could care less about Amer Mitwali, the individual. She just wanted access to America, and she just viewed me as a stupid idiot to be taken advantage of. Unfortunately for the whole, I foiled her plots, and even though we were married for a month, we were only together maybe for 2 weeks as a married couple before I hopped on a plane, came back to America, and served her divorce papers from the Egyptian embassy in Washington, D.C. So a lot of you white guys who end up going to like Egypt and other dark-skinned people's country, the woman there, they're gonna love bomb you, because think about it from their perspective, okay? I'm a dark-skinned woman. I'm a khadema. I'm a servant, okay? No matter what I do, I'm always gonna be viewed as low-class, uncouth, and I'm always going to be poor and miserable for the rest of my life. But look, here's this white guy. You know, here's this far western guy. He's coming over here. Let me love bomb him so he can take me back to the west. You white guys need to understand something very, very, very important, okay? These dark-skinned women in countries like Guatemala, Egypt, they know that you are a mestizo, okay? For those of you who don't know, mestizo stands for men sent their own way, okay? Here's how these dark-skinned women think, okay? If you're a white dude and you go to Egypt, you go to Guatemala, you're walking around, hey, everybody, look at me, I'm a white guy in your country. The women there are saying, this guy wasn't good enough to get Stacy, let alone Becky, so he must be a loser. Here's the thing, guys. If you go to fucking dark-skinned people country like the Philippines, Guatemala, and you try to get yourself a dark-skinned woman from there, you are a loser. That's not me, Amer Mitwali, saying that. That's how the women over there think. This is why when you go to dark-skinned people, marry a dark-skinned woman, and you bring her back to America, you know, she divorces you, she cheats on you, she changes 180 degrees, because in her brain, you are a loser. That's why you had to go to her country and get... See, you guys have to understand, no woman is ever going to admit that she's a loser, okay? No woman is ever going to say, I'm the problem. So a woman is going to say, oh yeah, I'm not the problem, he's a loser. Okay, I married a loser. She's never ever going to say, I'm a loser. You know, the khadema in Egypt who's dark skin, black, curly hair, you know, uncouth, ugly, low IQ. She's never ever going to admit to any of that. So when you come over from the West, she's going to say, oh yeah, that loser over there, he's a damn problem. And this is why these women, when they come to America, you find them all of a sudden riding everybody's cock in town, you know. One guy at MGTOW TV he told me about this Arab guy who brought his girl to the West, and she not only got pregnant, but she left the kid with him, and the kid wasn't even his, okay? You guys need to understand the inferiority dark skinned women have compared to white women. It runs so deep that I'm telling you guys, do not marry dark skinned woman. Even if the woman is light skinned, like the ex of a hoe, she still has that inferiority complex, okay? Now you guys have to understand, this is a Nagasaki Hiroshima black pill truth, okay? If you guys put the ex of a hoe and a Ukrainian girl and told me, Amr, choose one woman to get with, I'm gonna take the Ukrainian girl over the ethnic girl, okay? That's just how it is. Now, women do something called psychological projection. You see, the ethnic girl that will get with you, she knows that if she gets access to somebody of higher status than you, she's gonna leave you like this, okay? So, us men, even though I would actually prefer a Ukrainian or a Russian over the ex of a hoe, you know, if the ex of a hoe, you know, sucked dick really good, you know, she knew how to cook a mean meal, I would settle for her and say, yeah, I like what I have. I'm content with what I have, even though she's not the baddie that I wanted. But you know what? She makes up for it in other things. With you men, it doesn't work like that with a woman. A woman will never ever say, yeah, he doesn't make my pussy wet, but you know what? He's a good provider. He takes care of me. None of that means anything to women. And this explains why hojabs, when they come to America, they just go cray cray, you know? A couple of years ago, I was at the Apple store in Santa Monica getting some work done on my MacBook Pro, and there was this light-skinned hojabi girl, you know, doing something with her husband's phone, you know, trying to get it repaired or something of that sort. So the genius guy who was dealing with her, you know, he was a blue-eyed blonde guy, I would say early 20s. He was wearing glasses. He's no Chad or Chad Light by any means, but you know what? Decent-looking blue-eyed blonde white guy. He could have been gay for all we know. You know, it's fucking Santa Monica, right? Man, this hojabi, even though she was light-skinned, she was all over him. You know, she was like touching him, laughing, flirting with him. And the thing is, this guy had absolutely no intentions of flirting back with her or even any sort of interest in the hojabi. And I'm like watching this interaction go down and I'm like, damn girl, what are you, desperate? You have no dignity, you have no integrity. I mean, this is sad and pathetic. The guy did not, you know, the guy is not laughing, he's not smiling with you, he's fucking all business, and here you are like touching him like this, you know. It's like, it's sad. And you guys have to understand, these dark-skinned women, these ethnic women, even if they get the white guy, they're still gonna cheat on you with another white guy who might be a little bit taller than you, a little bit richer than you, a little bit cuter than you. And you know what? Even AMS himself says, when you deal with the modern female today who has an inferiority complex, you know, the guy who's a little bit better than you, she's gonna ride his cock and throw you in the garbage can. Now, AMS has to acknowledge the fact that black women are inferior, okay? Black women are the least desired woman on the face of the planet. This is why, you know, somebody posted a video the other day on MGTOW.TV of a black woman who lost her virginity at the age of 13, and then by the 11 years later, you know, she had over 600 bodies, meaning that she fucked over 600 different men, and she's like, this pussy's so good. That's because she's an inferior woman, and her validation comes from sleeping around, okay? This is what you have to understand about ethnic women, guys. The inferiority complex runs so deep in them that the only way they can feel good about themselves is by sleeping around with men. This is why the hijabi who back in Egypt is like, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, I love Jesus, I love Muhammad. She comes to America, takes off the hijab, and, you know, walks around with a mini skirt so short you can see her pubic hair, and rides around all the cocks she can hop on. It's because that inferiority complex makes her go out and sleep with men just so she can get the validation of, I'm not inferior, I'm not inferior. You see, there are guys out there who desire me. Yeah, out of the 600 guys this black hole fucked, how many of them put a ring on it? How many of them are like, hey, baby girl, you're gonna be my main chick? None of them did that. You know, this is why women are property in religion, you know. The whole point of patriarchy, guys, was to save women from their satanic way. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Women are inherently satanic. Everything a woman does is based in Satanism. This is why the patriarchy was made. So women don't go full satanic and do dumb shit, you know. In the next couple of years, guys, as all these hoes who are in their 20s get to grow up, hit the wall, as more men, especially the weak, pathetic beta males, die from Scamarona vaccine and the economy gets worse, you know, a lot of these women out there who are like, my pussy's too good for you, a lot of these women out there, guys, are gonna get very, very desperate. In fact, Islam tells us there are gonna be one man to look after 50 women. This is how desperate women today will get in just a few years. And I'm telling you guys out there, just because you'll have 50 women to look after doesn't mean you need to get into a relationship with them or anything. A lot of these women, hey baby girl, you fucked up, it's your fault, you know. Take care of yourself, okay? That's just how it is, guys. So, the bottom line here for all of you guys out there, you know, all of you white guys who go back to, who go to Africa, go to the Philippines, go to Asia, go to Latin America to get yourself a woman from there, look, don't bring the hoe back to America. Tell the hoe up front, hey bitch, we're gonna stay here in Mexico, we're gonna stay in Egypt, we're gonna stay in fucking Philippines, okay? Because once you tell a girl that, a lot of these women who were riding your dick simply because they're gonna come to America, a lot of them are gonna immediately lose interest in you, okay? So, if you're gonna get with a dark-skinned woman, first of all, avoid getting with women who are dark skin, okay? It's okay if she's ethnic, but get with a light-skinned Filipina, okay? Get with a light, you know, forget Arabs, you know? A lot of these women out there are ashamed of Islam because of the whole, you know, terrorism thing. You know, 9-11 was a fucking scam anyway, like Scamarona. But a lot of these Muslim women, even though they might be light-skinned, even though they might actually have, you know, white features, but because they are Muslim, they have an inferiority complex because they think everybody thinks they are low value because they're Muslims. So even though you get a Muslim girl who might have white features and is light-skinned, you know, she's still gonna ride that shad cock carousel simply so she can tell herself, hey, look, I'm not that low status. So, guys, avoid Muslim women. You know, I'm a Talmid Chacham, big Siddiq. I'm supposed to be Bible thumping, telling you to get married, telling you to get married to a girl from your culture, you know, a woman that says, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. And here I am telling you, don't do that. This just goes to show you how much an inferiority complex a woman has. And once a woman has that inferiority complex, guys, it will never, ever go away. So don't think, hey man, I'm a high-five value guy, I'm a white guy, I'm gonna bring this girl back to America, you know, I'm gonna raise her self-esteem. Guys, religion tells us a woman is like the most crooked point of the most crooked rib bone. If you try to straighten her, she will snap. So don't go out there, get yourself a khadama, some dark-skinned ethnic woman who's a servant, and bring her to America, and I think she's gonna be grateful because you elevated her from a servant to a decent human being. It doesn't work like that. If anything, she actually is repulsed by you, and whatever inferiority complex, whatever self-hate she has for herself, she's going to psychologically project that on to you. So the bottom line here, guys, for all of you guys out there who are running JBW, look, I have no problem with you going to dark skin people's country and fucking all the ethnic woman you want. Do not catch feelings for them. Do not marry them. And if you decide to have an LTR with one of them, make sure she's A, light skin, doesn't have an inferiority complex, and tell her to her face, we are staying here. We're not gonna go back to the West. And for you ethnic guys out there, don't do what I did. Don't go back to the home country thinking you're gonna take some ethnic girl out of poverty and misery and she will be grateful for you. Because like I mentioned earlier, whatever self-hate she has, she's gonna put that onto you. And she's actually gonna hate you for it. She's gonna be repulsed by you. And when you bring her back to America, she's gonna go out, ride that shad cock carousel. And like one of my people on MGTOW TV said, you know, she's gonna get pregnant and leave the kid with you. And chances are, that's not even gonna be your kid. So the bottom line, guys, avoid ethnic women. Avoid women with an inferiority complex, okay? And lastly, for you ethnic guys out there, you know, look, the white guys are actually doing us a favor, you know? When your average-looking white guy goes to Egypt, goes to Guatemala, you know, then ethnic guys like me, hell, we're gonna go to fucking Ukraine, we're gonna go to Romania, we're gonna go to Moldova, you know? You want fucking the dark-skinned hoe from Egypt? By all means, man, get the khadama, get the servant. I'm gonna go to Ukraine, I'm gonna get me that 5'9", 5'10", you know, blue-eyed blonde, you know, girl. You can go to Egypt, get yourself the 200-pound, 5'3", curly-haired, black-faced girl, no problem, you know. You can have all the ugly ethnic woman you want to stick your dick in. So, for us ethnic guys, you have to be decent looking, guys. You know, you can't fucking look like fucking Yogi Obes and expect a Ukrainian woman to be with you, okay? First of all, guys, height is very important. I'm 6'3". I'm actually losing weight. Believe it or not, guys, yesterday was the first time in almost half a decade where I was under 250 pounds, okay? Last night, I was 247 pounds. This is the first time in almost a half a decade that I went under 250. So I'm losing weight. You know, I have to admit, TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, is really hormones of the god, like TFM said. You know, if you have low T, get yourself on TRT. You know, it might take you a year to see some significant results, but I'm telling you guys, after just a couple of months on TRT, you know, my belly, I had a beer belly, even though I never drank alcohol in my life, I had a beer belly. Within 3 months, that beer belly was gone thanks to TRT, because this video is getting a little bit too long. I'm just gonna finish it up really quick, you know. So when you have low T like myself, your estrogen goes up. When your estrogen goes up, you end up having a beer belly. because you have low T and high estrogen. So I got testosterone replacement therapy. My testosterone went from 300 up to like 1,000. And also at the same time, I was put on estrogen blockers. So that helped get rid of my beer belly. You know, we live in a world today where the powers that be, they put all sorts of shit in our food, guys. So, you know, my low T probably wasn't genetic. It was probably due to the fact that the shit, you know, the Zionists put in our food so men can be, you know, weak, pathetic, lethargic. So a lot of you guys out there, especially if you are close to your 40s, get your testosterone checked. Guys, I am on TRT for $130 a month. It's not that expensive. You can probably get it cheaper if you shop around. But I am telling you guys, TRT really is a miracle drug for you. It helps you lose weight. And I'll admit, you know, I went to the gym the first 3 months, but I really haven't been back to the gym in a couple of months because, you know, guys, I'm just so busy with MGTOW TV. I was actually supposed to get a big update before I went to Europe, but fucking Susan, she changed the API. As you guys know, on MGTOW TV, we can grab videos from YouTube. We can clone your YouTube channel. But Susan, she changed the API on us. So while I was in Europe, I had to go to the freaking cafes and actually work on updating the API code so we can import and clone YouTube videos and channels like we did a couple of months ago. I finally got that taken care of on a different platform, but I still have to update MGTOW TV hopefully in the next week or two. So MGTOW TV, guys, has been getting the priority. You know, going to the gym is great and everything, but at the end of the day, guys, I would rather have MGTOW TV to be the best it can be for you than for me to go to the gym, you know, get some muscle so some Tatiana can, you know, say, oh my god, you have big biceps, can I touch them? So, you know, bros before hoes, I guess. So that's my video for you guys today. I've been looking at my fishing rod all day. The high tide is coming in. Haven't gotten a single motherfucking bite. But anyways, it is what it is. Alright guys, I'm going to see you later. Take care of yourselves. Peace.